for being here this morning to celebrate the risen Lord.
我特别要感谢每一位啊，跟我们在一起来庆贺这个复活节。
And personally, I want to thank my daughter, who this is the first time I've ever gotten a flower from a girl.
我也非常谢谢我的女儿，她给我，这是我第一次从女生那里拿来一朵花。
She just admitted to me a few minutes ago she found it on the ground and gave it to me.
她刚才告诉我说，这是她从地上找来的。
But it still counts.
但是仍然是算数了。
And finally, let's thank the choir, the orchestra, all of those who have put this wonderful cantata together.
我们再次谢谢所有的诗班成员、交响乐团、PA 各样的同工。
You may be seated.
请坐。
You know, many millions of people are celebrating this very day, the same thing that you and I are celebrating.
在今天这个特别一天。有千万的人跟你我一样在庆祝这个复活节。
Friday was a somber day.
礼拜五是一个非常肃穆的一个晚上。
But on Sunday, we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是礼拜天却是我们庆贺我们主复活了。
But let's face it, for every person who's celebrating, there's probably five who are not.
当我们庆祝的时候，一个人庆祝，可能有五个人他们并没有这样庆祝。
We live in cynical times among cynical people, and with the explosion of technology, no one believes anything anymore.
在今天这个冷漠怀疑的时代当中，借着许许多多井喷式的这种科技的发展，很多人都不相信这些事情。
You realize that the vast majority of people in the world, and even in this country, do not believe in resurrection.
绝大部分的世人，包括我们这个国家，大部分人都不相信耶稣已经复活。
They've been jaded by life, the sapping of the joy of the impossible, never believing it.
他们心已经死了，因为他们的生命，欢乐于这些不相信的这些事情，然后他们就没有这样的心意了。
What about you? Are you cynical?
那你呢？你是不是这样的怀疑呢？
Do you believe?
你相信吗？
I don't think you do.
我不相信，你相信。
Let me test your belief.
让我来试试看你的信心。
I'm about to admit to you something as a pastor.
作为一个牧师，我在这里跟大家承认一件事情。
Last summer, I sinned before my children.
去年在我儿女的面前，我犯了罪。
We were looking out our patio door in the backyard at the pool, and I noticed two ducks on the side.
当我在门窗后面看到有两只。鸭子在我游泳池的旁边。
Are we going to let me control this guy?
那我来控制一下。
The ducks were there, really.
鸭子应该是在这里。
There you go. Come on, ducks, there you go.
这就是鸭子。
The year before we had these ducks, and their poop is disgusting.
在前一年，这两只鸭子也在我游泳池里头，但是它所留下粪便非常糟糕。
That my kids would not go in the pool for a month in June last year.
因此，他们粪便前年一整个月，我的孩子都不愿意在游泳池里头游泳。
So a couple months ago, I saw two ducks standing by the side of my pool.
所以几个月前，我看到两只鸭子在我的游泳池。
And I took things into my own hands, and I got my BB rifle.
我就自己来解决，我拿出我的空气枪。
My kids were mesmerized. I pumped it a few times, and I hit the duck.
我的孩子看得很着迷，我就是打了几下，然后就射了一枪。
I just wanted to scare him, but he didn't do anything.
我只是想把他吓走，但是他并没有任何的动作。
So I pumped it again, I hit him again.
所以我又加了压力以后，我又把他射了一枪。
And again.
然后又射了一枪。
And again.
然后又射了一枪。
I hit him five times.
我射了他五次。
And then he walked to the side of the pond, went in the water. I'm thinking, wow, he must be really relaxed.
他就摇摇摆摆，然后进入这游泳池。我想他一定是很这个平安。
And then he went down in the water and came up floating on his back, dead.
然后他到水里头去，然后浮上来，他已经死了。
The kids were in shock.
孩子们很惊吓。
The female flew off, you know. She wasn't going to get anything out of this dead duck.
母鸭就飞走了。
So I took a flat shovel and I brought them to my yard garden and I dug a hole and I put them in the hole.
所以我就拿出圆锹出来，把它挖在我的菜圃里头挖个洞，把它埋在里面。
I put dirt over him. I did a little eulogy.
我把土盖上去，我讲了一些祭文。
And I thought that was the end of it.
我想这就是结束了。
As a form of confession, I brought this to my staff the next day and told them what happened.
把这件事情隔一天，我就向教牧同工来讲这件事。
One of the pastors, whom I will not name, but who owned a restaurant before.
其中一个牧师，我不讲他名字，但他以前开餐馆。
Told me I should have brought the duck to him. He would have cooked it.
告诉我说，他应该把这鸭带来，好让我能够煮它。
But here's the astonishing thing.
但是这是非常惊讶的事情。
2 days later, I went out to my garden.
2天之后，我到我的菜圃去。
The dirt was pushed away.
这土被打开了。
The feathers, a few were there.
这个鸭子羽毛有些在那里。
But there was no duck.
但是鸭子不见。
And I said, Hallelujah! He rose from the dead!
所以我讲说, Hallelujah! 他从死里复活。
How many of you believe that?
多少人相信这件事情?
Two of you.
两个, 三个。
See, I told you, you wouldn't believe it if I said something would rise from the dead.
你看吧, 我早就说, 你们不会相信我所讲的。
You're thinking a cat might have dug him up.
你可能觉得说，可能是猫把它给挖出来。Or
maybe the pastor I told went in the middle of the night and got the duck out of the ground.
或是哪一个牧师晚上把它偷偷拿走了。Here's
my point. If you don't believe a duck can rise from the dead,
这就是我的论点。假如你不相信鸭子可以复活的话，then
how can we believe a person rose from the dead?
那我们怎么能够相信人可以复活呢？
And yet that's what we believe.
但这就是我们相信。
You know, mankind has always been intrigued by the idea of bringing someone who's dead back to life.
你晓得人们都很怒迷于，只要谈到说把死掉人唤醒过来。Mary
Shelley wrote Frankenstein in the 1800s about a dead corpse that was brought back to life, and it caused a sensation.
在19世纪的时候，有一个叫沈玛丽的，他就写一本书叫 Frankenstein。 就是怪物，他就提到一个死人复活。And
of course, the last few years, the whole zombie craze.
然后过了几年之后，又有很多人风靡这个僵尸这些的事情。But
the reality is that we who are Christ followers believe that Christ rose from the dead.
但是问题是我们的确相信耶稣从死里复活。And
yet, people for the last 2,000 years have doubted this very reality.
但是过去这两千年来，有许多人不相信这个事实。And
they've come up with lots of reasons on how, theories on how Jesus really didn't rise from the dead.
他们就讲出很多很多，耶稣其实没有从死里复活。Let's
go through some of those theories right now.
我们谈一谈其中一些的讲法。First
one is called the swoon theory.
第一种讲法就是昏迷说法。
This idea comes from the fact that they believe that Jesus really didn't die on the cross. He just fainted.
这个讲法最主要是说耶稣其实没有死，他只是昏迷了而已。The
shock to his body and loss of blood caused him to faint.
因为这么多的悲惨的事情，他流了血，所以他就昏倒。But
in the tomb, in the cool air, it revived him, and he departed.
但是在墓穴当中，冷的空气就使他醒过来，然后他就恢复了。There's
some problems with that theory.
但是这个问题，这个说法有很多问题。How
would Jesus have removed the stone to get out?
那耶稣怎么把这个巨大的墓石挪开呢？
How did he get past the guards?
他怎么能够躲过这些守卫的兵丁？
And then some disciples on the road to Emmaus saw him 7 miles away. How could he have the strength to even get there?
然后有两个门徒在以马忤这7里路外遇见他，他怎么走到那里去？
So forget the swoon theory.
所以让我们撇开这个昏迷的说法。He
is risen indeed.
耶稣的确复活。
Here's another one.
还有另外一种说法。
The disciples stole his body.
那些门徒偷走了耶稣的尸体。
There's a lot of problems with this theory.
这个说法有很多很多的矛盾。
How could these simple fishermen orchestrate the great escape against the Roman authorities?
怎么这些非常啊头脑简单的这些的渔夫，怎么能够设计这么一个机密计划的逃走计划呢？
How could they get past those guards?
他们怎么能够躲开这些的兵丁呢？
And psychologically, this is the best reason.
但是从心理当中来看，这是最主要的。
Most of us might die for a good cause.
可能有人会为了好的原因，然后愿意为这个原因而死。
But these disciples were martyred for their belief.
然后这些的门徒都为这个他所相信的，他们所相信来殉道。
How many of us be willing to die for a hoax?
但是有多少人愿意为一个骗局来殉道呢？来死亡
？I wouldn't, and you wouldn't either.
我不会，你也不会的。
Therefore, the Lord has risen indeed.
所以的确，耶稣已经从死里复活。
How about this one?
那这一个呢
？The hallucination theory.
这幻觉的说法。
This theory purports that all those who saw the Lord risen were simply hallucinating.
他们讲说，这些宣称耶稣基督复活这些门徒，其实他们都是在幻想当中。
Many of you have heard about the recent opioid epidemic in this country.
当然，最近你们都知道这很多这种鸦片、毒品的这种风靡一时。
And we know that marijuana use is pretty much anywhere now in the country.
然后我们知道这个大麻在我们国家当中大部分都是合法可以使用。
I don't care how high they were. Not every single person, all 100 of them, could have been hallucinating, could they?
我不管他们用量多少，但是不可能这么多上百个人都是这样有幻觉的。
Therefore, forget the hallucination theory. He is risen indeed.
所以，让我们撇开这个幻觉的说想，耶稣的确已经复活。
A final popular theory.
最后一个流行的一种讲法。
The wrong tomb.
那就找错坟墓了。
And this is by far the most ridiculous theory.
那这个想法其实是最最可笑的。
The choir sung about it, or and was narrated about the women who went to the tomb.
诗班才刚刚唱了妇女到坟墓那里去找耶稣。
This theory simply says that the women went to the wrong tomb.
这个讲法基本上就是说那些妇女走到错的坟墓去了。
And I would say for all you women out there, that is the most sexist thing I've ever heard.
然后我要对所有姐妹在这边讲，这是最性别歧视一种讲法。
Oh, I can't read a map.
我不能够。
Very good. Which way is north? Which way is south?
哪一边是北边？哪一边是南边？
右边，左边
，left and right.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Come on, I don't care how uneducated you are. You know which tomb to go to.
我不管你教育水平多少，你一定知道去哪个坟墓。
Risen indeed.
耶稣的确已经复活。
You know the Apostle Paul dealt with these cynics at his time.
使徒保罗。已经面对这些不同的这种的讲法。
In his first letter to the Corinthians, he gives a logical argument of what it meant if Jesus did not rise from the dead.
在他所写的哥林多前书，他已经给了很合理逻辑的一种的辩解的方法。
Says this, but if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?
既传基督是从死里复活，怎么在你们当中有人说没有死人复活的事呢？
If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
若没有死人复活，是基督也就没有复活。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that He raised Christ from the dead, but He did not raise Him, if in fact the dead are not raised.
并且明显我们是为神妄作见证的，因我们见证神是叫基督复活。若死人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了。
For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins.
因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。 基督若没有复活，你们信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里。
And the most pathetic part, then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are all to be pitied more than all men.
就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡，我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
For those of you who are engineering types, let me give you the flow chart of what he just said.
对那些工程师们，让我给你一个流程图。
You start with the premise that dead people can't come back to life.
他提到前面前提就是假如人不能复活的话。
If dead people can't come back to life, then certainly Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead.
假如死人不会复活，基督当然也不会复活。
And if he didn't rise from the dead, then our preaching, what we're doing up here, is pretty much useless.
假如他没有复活，我们所传的的确都是枉然。
And if it's useless, then basically our faith, what we believe about Christianity, is in vain.
假如我们所传是枉然的，那我们所信的当然也是徒然。
And if our faith is in vain,then you and I are false witnesses.
假如我们所信的是徒然的话，那我们就是做假的见证。
That means you and I are still in our sin.
那我们就还在罪当中。
And that means that all who've come before us and we ourselves will perish.
那这样的话，以前以及现在，我们每一个人都要灭亡。
This is what it is if what Paul says in 1 Corinthians is true.
这就是保罗在哥林多前书所讲的，是个事实。
Like a domino effect, pretty much everything we're doing is useless.
它就像一个骨牌效应，一开始假如是虚假，后面全部都是枉然。
We might as well shut down the church.
那我们干脆就把教会关了吧。
Sleep in on Sunday mornings.
我们早上可以睡晚一点。
We should live for today.
我们只要为今天而活。
Blow through all of our money that we've made.
花尽我们所赚的每一分钱。
Party all the time.
尽量去欢乐参加派对。
Have no regrets.
没有任何的这个后悔。
And then die.
然后死亡。
Someone's saying, "Well, thanks, Pastor Derek."
可能有人讲说，谢谢关牧师。
This is Easter morning. You're supposed to be telling us something uplifting.
这是一个复活节的早晨，应该告诉我们一些开心的事情。
Here's the thing. If what the Apostle Paul said here is, it would be depressing.
假如保罗讲是这样的话，那真的是我们每一个人都应当很沮丧。
But Christ has risen.
但是基督已经复活。
He has risen indeed. That's right.
他已经复活。
See, Paul didn't end at verse 18.
但是保罗并没有停在第十八节。
He says this.
他继续这样讲。
But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人初熟的果子。
And we don't have time, but if you look at the first part of this chapter, 1 Corinthians 15, he talks about the witnesses, the disciples who saw the risen Lord.
我们在这里没有太多时间，但是假如你去读哥林多前书的上半段，保罗提到很多的见证人，证明了耶稣从死里复活。
And then an additional 500 who saw him alive.
其中包括有五百多个证人看见他复活。
And then later how he experienced the risen Lord on the road to Damascus.
然后当保罗往大马士的路上的时候，他也经历了复活的主。
Now if your pastors tell you that we witness something, you might believe it or not believe it.
只要一个牧师跟你讲一件事情，你可能会相信或是不相信。
But if every single one of us saw and experienced the same thing, would you believe?
但是，假如我们当中每一个人都这样的讲说，我看见这件事情，你会相信吗
？The Lord is risen.
我们的主的确已经复活。
He is risen indeed.
他的确已经复活。
Well, some of you might be saying, "Well, that was great for those 500 who lived back then."
可能有些人讲说。这种消息对以前的人是好消息。
And certainly they preached that message faithfully and evangelized through the last 2,000 years.
所以他们也的确在过去的这两千年来都已经传递这个消息。
But what about us today?
但对我们今天的人来讲有什么用呢
？How do I get my parents or my children or my cousins to believe this message?
我如何让我的父母我的儿女我的亲戚能够相信这个消息呢？
How do I get my coworkers or fellow students to believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ?
我怎么能够让我的同事、我的同学相信耶稣基督已经从死里复活呢？
Well, we said that disciples witnessed Jesus, right, and believed.
我们知道说门徒们他们看见了耶稣的复活也相信了。
But there was actually one disciple who was not there and didn't believe.
但事实上其中有一个门徒并不在那里，他也不相信。
He was a cynic, just like many in the world.
他就像一般那些怀疑论的人一样。
And even though he'd been with the Lord 3 years, and he heard what Jesus said, he did not believe what his friend said about Jesus being alive.
即使他跟耶稣已经跟随了三年，他还是不相信耶稣从死里复活。
This is what Thomas said in John 20:25, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hands in his side, I will not believe it.
这就是门徒多马他所讲的话，在约翰福音书2:25，我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
Come on, that's a reasonable thing for him to say.
这对他来讲是非常合理的一种讲法，因为他没看见。
We're all kind of scientific. We agree with that kind of response.
我们都有这种科学的头脑，我们都同意他这种的讲法。
What does Jesus say to cynics like Thomas?
到底耶稣如何对这些怀疑的人怎么讲呢？
Does he rebuke him?
他是不是就责骂他？
Does he reject him?
他是否拒绝他？
Does he write Thomas off as a lost cause?
他是不是把他多马就把他摆到一边，认为他是无药可救的人呢？
No.
他并没有这样。
A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you."
过八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中说，愿你们平安。
The most amazing thing right here.
最奇妙的事情在这里。
Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see in my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop." Doubting and believe.
就对多马说，伸过你的指头来摸我的手，伸出你的手来探入我肋旁，不要怀疑，总要信。
How much does Jesus love you and me?
到底耶稣爱我们多少啊？
We see an example right here.
在这里我们看到一个例子。
He was willing to come back specifically for one disciple to prove that he was alive.
他宁愿再一次回来，就是为了证明。门徒当中的那一位，因为他不相信。
And what was doubting Thomas's response?
那怀疑的多马他怎么来回应呢？
Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God."
多马说，我的主，我的神。
And that's the Lord's message for each one of you here who still do not believe in the resurrection.
这个就是神要给我们当中还不相信的人的信息。
He said to Thomas.Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen, and yet have believed."
耶稣对他说，你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的，有福了。
Again, do you know how great the love of Jesus has for each one of us?
同样，你知道耶稣如何的爱你跟我吗？
This incident illustrates how much Jesus loves us.
这件事情就再一次的。描述了耶稣如何的爱你跟我。
It tells me if there was only one person to die for in the history of mankind, if it was just you.
他就让我们了解，即使在世界当中只有你一个，他也愿意为你来死。
Jesus would have suffered, he would have went to the cross, he would have died just for you.
他愿意受苦，他愿意死亡。他就是为了你。
And that's a message that he has for you this morning if you've never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.
这就是主要我们知道的信息，特别是只要你还没有相信耶稣的话。
I end this time with just 3 passages that hopefully will encourage you to accept the Lord Jesus Christ.
我用这三段的经文来鼓励你来接受耶稣基督。
For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance.That Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the 3rd day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12.
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经说了， 为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬，又照圣经所说第三天复活，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二个使徒看。
Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, that is, die, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed.
我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变，就在一霎时眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活成为不朽坏，我们也要改变。
And finally, 1 Peter. One last time. I'm going to get the hyperlink off of this on the next service, okay?
我要把那些连接点
Is it there?
去掉。
Come on, guys. There it is.
Go
you
ahead.
Want, you can, yeah. Oh, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.Who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
彼得前书第一章三到四节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾造我们大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得到不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
I want to encourage those of you who are Christians to take this message to a cynical world.
我要鼓励每一位已经信主的人，把这个大好的消息告诉这个怀疑的世人们。
And for those of you who've never accepted the resurrected Lord, I pray that you would renounce your sins and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior this morning.
对那些还没有信主的人，我盼望你们今天能够做出这样决定，能够相信耶稣基督是一个救主，唯一的救主。
By the way, some of you are wondering, do I shoot ducks still?
可能你们当中还有一些人说我是不是还在用枪来射鸭子
呢？ No, I do not.
我再也不这样做了。
My wife looked it up on the internet and found that if you put giant inflatables, in this case a killer whale and a killer unicorn, it will keep the ducks away.
因为我的太太在网上找到，只要你有这种大的这种充气的那鸭子就不会来了。
Let's end one last time. He is risen.
让我们再一次讲，他是复活。
Amen. Let's pray.
他已经复活。让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for this time, and we thank you for this glorious morning.
父神，我们感谢这段时间，也感谢这荣耀的早晨。
That we focus on the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们能够专注耶稣基督的复活。
And I pray for those who've never done that, accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
我在这时候特别为那些还没有相信耶稣基督是救主的人。
I want to ask, with all heads bowed, your eyes closed, are there any who would say, you know, I've never accepted the Lord Jesus, but I want to accept him as my Savior?This morning, just raise your hand to the Lord.
当我们闭着眼睛祷告的时候，我特别为那些问那些还没有接受耶稣基督的人，你有没有这样感动，愿意信主，请你举起手来。
Any this morning?
有没有这样的？
Raise your hand to the Lord.
举起手来，相信耶稣基督，不是对我们，是对神。有没有这样的人
？Anyone? Last chance.
有没有人
？Okay, we're going to trust that.You all know the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们相信，我们就是相信各位都已经接受。
May you take that message to a lost world.
那让我们能够把这个大好的消息告诉那些世上的人。
Thank you for this celebration, Lord.
我们感谢你给我们这段的时间。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.